a very good chance you're going to have to give me like
this. We don't do that on this show. And I started recording. I haven't even played the intro yet. So we're going to play the intro.
Oh, shit. And then, shoot. Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have in my hand what just came out of your mouth.
I make money off of it, so I'm good with
yeah, well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we've done the best part of the show, and we haven't even started yet. We're starting now.
I'm sorry.
Well, sort of. She was just wanting to know who scoops up after us.
Yeah.
Who scoops up after us?
Yeah, who scoops after us?
That's a great question.
Who scoops your poop?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's me.
I handle my own at home, which is no fun.
Right. Yeah, that's not one of business I want to go into.
Yeah, I don't have a dog.
Oh,
or
okay.
Or a cat. So, and I have a neighbor cat that dumps in my flower bed in front, but it's like a rock bed, which really irritates me.
Didn't you just put plastic forks? Like your plastic forks, you turn them upside down and stick them up because they don't back up over those.
Oh, bingo.
Yep.
I knew we had the right person. It's time for another show.
So, should we explain why we're having this shitty conversation?
I'm not full of crap.
You know, you have been putting one-liners out there like crazy. So,
kind of full of it.
Yeah, I want to make sure. I want to make sure we get some of them anyway.
Okay, sorry, because I'll run out at some point.
Yeah, and we're going to have to get the lovely bartender to take our picture because we have to put your picture up too. I know you didn't wear any makeup.
I was going to say, you could have told me that this morning. And take this off. Or inside out.
You're fine. But anyway, I'm excited to have you here. And I kind of grew up with your grandmother and grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I had it in my head that they were your mother and father, but I never age. So to me,
right.
It was,
yeah.
Me neither. I mean, look at me.
Well, we've got Carrie Inskeep, and she is with, do you want to say it or do you want me to say it? Or should we let her say it?
The poop group.
There we go.
The poop group.
I have to say that.
Right.
I know, it's kind of fun.
I can't not say that.
You know, when I first saw your advertisement on your page on Facebook, I thought, the poop group.
Yeah.
That's somebody for the show, because Ken and I both are full of...
Yeah. Fecal matter.
Yeah.
Excrement.
Fecal matter, we
can go all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a lot of things come to... Carrie?
Yes?
A lot of things come to my mind, okay, about... And I'm sure Ken's got some questions, too. And I wish we had some of this before we started recording that you were talking about. But, first of all, let's determine. You're from Farmington?
Yes.
New Mexico?
Yes.
And you grew up here?
Yes.
Have you been here the entire time, or did you go away to school?
In and out. I went to University of Northern Colorado for a little bit, and then NMSU. I was down there for about 6 or 7 years. So I'm one of those Farmington boomerangs. I came right back.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Me too.
There's something about Farmington just pulls you back.
It really does.
Yeah. I love the area. I mean, you know, all my kids are grown and gone. Well, I have one here, but he's leaving soon.
They'll be back.
They will.
They're also going to be a boomerang.
You know, two of my kids graduated Farmington High. The other one graduated from PB. Oh,
did you really?
Yeah. And so I'm sure, did you graduate here, high school here?
Yes, Scorps.
Huh?
Scorps.
Nice.
Scorpion. Scorp, yeah. I bleed green.
You bleed green,
I bleed green.
Yeah.
I love this girl already. So, the poop group.
I know.
Explain this concept.
Yeah, why would you want to handle other people's, not people's, you don't do
I'm really
poop.
Good at taking other people's shit. So
okay.
How it started was I have a career job that I'm indoors a lot, and fluorescent lighting, cinder block, blah, blah, blah. And I would look out the window and I think, I don't want to deal with people. I don't want cinder block. I want sunshine and I want happiness and dogs are happy. I need to do something where I can quit my job or whatever, where I can... I don't know, do this. And then the other thing that is so cool, I don't know if you guys love this, do you ever love just driving your car and jamming to music and just doing your thing?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to drive around, listen to music, not talk to anyone, pet a couple dogs, and be in open air. What can I do?
Pick up crap.
Well, the crap thing kind of came in later.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But it really doesn't smell that bad. If it's frozen, it's great.
Yeah.
If it's hot outside, though.
Yeah.
And somebody's sprinklers are on, it gets a little sloshy. So we call it poop soup. It's not not a great smell. Yeah. And so, but I made it kind of happen. And then we got big enough that I couldn't do it myself. So now I have employees, and we drive around and we scoop
so
poop.
So that's how it started. You were just inside, looking outside, going, "I would literally
love to be outside,
love
driving
to be
around,
out picking up dog crap instead of stuck in
it
here."
It was more driving around, listening to music, not really dealing with people, and petting a happy dog.
Yeah.
And that's how it all came
now,
to be.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Because on your website it says, "We are Farmington's
stalker.
Number one pooper scooper service, providing pet waste removal for the Four Corners." So, how many other?
Yeah, are there other companies out there?
Pooper scoopers are there.
In Farmington, there's not one yet, but I don't think it's a matter of if or when it's going to happen.
Sure.
So right now I'm like a local coffee shop. So Duty Calls and Poop 911 are nationwide franchises. One is already in Albuquerque. So it's, again, not a matter of if or when someone comes in takes me out.
Yeah, there's...
So right now I'm just trying to get my claws in as much as I can. But then I'm also a little aggressive. I don't know if you saw in my logo, and I hope you're not listening, Scoop Doggy Dog. So I scoop Durango also, and I do all the frowning areas, Kirtland, Bloomfield, Aztec, all of it. And I went there one day, I got done, and I stopped for gas, and I walked in, and there was a guy, and he goes, "Oh, you scoop here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, so do you." And his name was Scoop Doggy Dog.
Nice.
Real funny guy. Whatever. And I made a joke with him. I said, "Well, I'll take you over." And he's like, "No, you won't." Well, guess who's out of business now? Scoop Doggy Dog. So sorry. But I did. So if you look at my logo really closely, you're going to see little sunglasses on my dog. And
right.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
So I kind of made it a goal. Like, anyone I take out of business, I will implement into my logo. It's like a badge. It's like
I
a trophy.
Love that so much. Oh my God.
So yeah. I am, as far as I know, the only one in Durango. Someone else started up in Durango, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. Pitch was that she was not going to waste gas driving around, so she would scoop and put in your trash can and ride her bike. But one of the things I feel like feedback from my clients is that it's not in your trash. Because we will come, you don't have to be home, we go in your gate, we take, and we leave. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can say whatever, this is not like...
It's not radio.
Yeah, it's not radio. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
This is a podcast, it's...
So I'm going to pull up, I'm going to take your shit, I'm not putting in your trash, I'm out. And that's it. And then we have to, you know, double bag up for city standards and blah, 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 and dispose of it.
Now,
but I hear so many times that people love not having to go to their trash cans in the evening or morning or whatever and have shit in there. And because I take it.
I didn't even think of that part.
I have a secondary business idea for you.
Oh,
so
is it about the whole... Because we can't use it as fertilizer.
No. Bag it up.
Send it to my ex-husband?
Sell it. Sell it as prank gifts.
Yeah.
Right?
But there is a business that does that because, and did you guys know that?
No.
There's got to be.
No, there is.
There's got to be.
There's absolutely a business where you can pack up crap, send it to someone anonymously.
Yeah.
And it's done.
I want the one where you light it on fire on the porch. That's what we used to do when I was a kid.
I think that's a potential lawsuit, though.
There is a potential lawsuit there, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit. Because
if
they have a really fancy...
Well, you wouldn't want to do it as a company, I guess.
But
Or advertise that as a company.
I am not surprised that there is a business that does that.
There is.
I was just
But
thinking,
there's not one locally.
You could offer, like, on your website, just products, right? So pick, do you want Chihuahua? Do you want St. Bernard? Do you want lab?
Well, and I would advertise it as, do you want the ones with a special diet or not so much? Because some of our dogs have special, and you can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Because their poop smells, it's rare and beautiful, different kind of smell of poop. And I don't really have to scoop that much, but if someone calls in sick or whatever, I'm the owner, I get out there, I'm all hands on. So I get it. But yeah, you can definitely smell a difference in what the dogs are fed. And especially what time their sprinklers come on. And okay, so here's the other fun part. And then we're going to get back to the revenge stories.
Yeah.
The stuff you find in poop is very interesting.
In poop.
Yeah. Yeah, we know who all of our panty eaters are.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Panty?
Yeah. Yeah.
So have you gotten any new panties out of the deal?
But we can, because dogs, for some odd reason, all kinds of undies, socks, we have one dog who chews crayons, so it's not really hard to find his crap because it's just confetti.
Oh, there it is.
We had a gray crayon today, whatever. And then we have the one that I'm surprised made it because there was a battery in poop. It was like a double A. Yeah. I'm like, wow, big guy, you got that through. Like, go you. So some of it is the stuff we find in poop is very, very interesting, and it's indicative of what happens in the house. Also, don't leave your windows open.
You know, maybe also you do have add-on services. So do your add-on services include like coming over and grabbing the shoelace
out and pulling it out?
Yeah.
I don't think I could offer that, but I don't know that they'd want the shoelace back.
No.
Just
doing it. Yeah. Because I've had to do things like that before as a dog lover.
Yes.
Every once in a while, they'll get a hold of something that's a bit long, and it doesn't quite...
Yeah, tube socks.
Yeah.
My God.
Right?
I love your laugh. Tube socks. So tube socks are right up there with panties.
Yeah.
They're in there a lot.
And so I don't mind reaching down there and grabbing that thing and letting them run. That's the easiest way.
I
know people that they refuse. Like, that's disgusting. I'm not. No.
Right. They... Yeah.
So that's an emergency service.
It's so weird. People are so weird about their poop. And I'm like, it's poop. We all do it. I'm going to make money off it. Let's do it. But it's also, COVID, that set me back a bit, but I'm still here. And I get asked all the time, well, do you scoop in the winter? I'm like, does your dog shit every day? There's your answer. Like, yes, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
But, there's so many people that are just gaggers over it. And I'm like, you can't.
I know.
It does take a special. And, I love my employees. My staff is great. And we're tough, especially, like I said, rain, snow, and shine. You have that sloshy bucket, and it's
Yeah.
It's a tough...
I would think it'd be... I'll work for you in the wintertime. When the temperatures are...
Well, yeah. When they're frozen, they don't smell as much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But there is some chiseling every now and then, depending on where the ice is in your yard,
absolutely.
Where you have to turn your shovel and spade and kind of pop it out.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It does.
I was going to say, I had a boxer that got a hold of some tar paper that they use on the side of the house. And I was looking out the window, I'm like, what the hell's coming out of his rear? You know, so I go out there, and sure enough, he had eaten that. And, I didn't...
Yeah.
My wife at the time, what are you going to do? I said, well... It's got to come out. You know, we can either take him to the vet and spend a couple $100, or I can go get my glove and grab it.
Yeah, you just got to get on in there with some Vaseline. Maybe ask for permission, give him a drink first.
I thought of a drink.
Loosen him up a little bit.
Can't get all aggressive off the get-go. I don't know.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We have to pay some bills, too. But we're going to come back and, we'd like to talk to you a little bit more. I would offer you to buy you a beverage, but, you got to carry your ID.
I don't know where the hell it is. I even called, because I think it's at the college, and they said it's not. And so I thought it was in my purse because I called on the way here because I didn't know if I was going to be allowed in without it. So I searched my purse.
Well, see, we're telling everybody that you're my daughter. So that'll work, right? That's okay. You're okay with
it. I'll go with it.
I'm probably as old as your father. So.
Probably.
Yeah, we're good. Don't say anything else. We're good to go.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at GoldenDoorFarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
They're Dunny Dunn. Here's Ren and David.
Oh, we're on.
I know. Got him, but I found it in his beside the bed, and I stole it. You know, like wives do without even telling you,
of course.
Then they let you walk around the house for like 2 years. Where's mine? I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I want to know.
It's a wife's plan to make you think you're going insane.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, and they know. Yeah.
They have meetings about this stuff.
You guys know not to even try to look in here for anything.
No, God,
because if I said, I don't know, the last place he's going to do, he's not going to open that shit show.
I've seen memes about that, and I'm part of that meme.
Yeah.
You can give a guy exact directions on where the thing is that you want in your purse.
Absolutely.
He'll bring you the entire purse. Mm-hmm. I ain't sticking my hand in there.
Nope.
No.
Well, we're talking to Carrie Inskeep, right?
Yes, Inskeep.
And we were talking about her purse.
The contents of my purse.
Obviously, this lady collects a lot of things other than poop.
She has a fun house in that purse.
Yeah, I guess.
I do.
She does.
Well, and I need batteries for this because we could have this waving.
Now, exactly. Oh,
hold on. It's not
That's amazing.
She's got a battery. I need batteries for this.
I just realized how bad that sounded. I need batteries for this to make it start waving.
It's a wacky, waving, inflatable tube gal. Now, that sounds nasty.
Right? Yeah.
That does sound like I'm open-minded.
Yeah. It's an inflatable gal that waves at you. Yeah. I mean, what's nasty about that?
I think we need that.
And it requires batteries.
It requires batteries, yeah. There's nothing nasty there.
And it's with my 8-ball. And it's not the expensive 8-ball. That one is probably made like $60.
Yeah, we have a magic 8-ball.
I haven't seen one of these 8-balls. I
know.
I don't know how long.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I busted one open so I could see what was inside. I was like Sheldon. I wanted to know what was inside.
Exactly.
I
can't believe you broke one.
It brought me 8 years back.
Probably.
Three bad marriages. No.
Oh, so you're one up on me. Were you talking about if I have kids? I'm like, no, I have a litter. Come on. Like, it's
I've only just begun. Two marriages and one girlfriend. Girlfriend. Then we had a child together.
All currently or
no,
throughout
was,
a timeline?
We call those situations.
Yes,
situations.
Yeah, so you have a situation.
Back to the 8-ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what to ask this 8-ball.
Ask about your situation.
I haven't.
Yeah. Oh.
What is my situation?
It depends. Is she going to hear your question or not?
Right.
Is she going to hear my question or not?
Right.
That would be how
There's somebody that I want to ask out. Should I just say?
Do
I'm
that.
Not saying names. So I'll just ask, should I ask this person out?
Yeah.
And not if you have a current situation, because current situation won't appreciate you asking out another situation.
No, I don't have a current situation.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to like break it down for you about how this doesn't work out well ever.
This is why we need women on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you guys mansplain and we're gonna
I never understood that.
Okay. Yeah, we discovered, I think it was last week, that it might help if class this up a little bit.
Yeah.
If we brought some women.
Occasionally have a woman on the show.
Yes. Our insight is insightful. Okay, ask your question.
All right, so
should you ask her out?
Should I ask this lady out?
You didn't even give it three shakes. Come on.
No, you have to what?
Yeah, I mean, know the rules of the 8-ball.
I don't have any idea.
Shake
give
it.
A little, and then flip it. Give it a minute to come up. That sounded all so terrible. give it a few shakes and give it a minute to get up.
It just says yes.
There we go.
Well, there you go.
There's your answer.
Yes, that's all.
There's your answer.
Okay.
Okay, then. Let me ask. I'm going to ask it.
Uh-oh.
Does he need my assistance? Oh, it said don't count on it.
Ooh, he's got this.
I was going to be your wingman, and I just got shut down. Okay, what's your question?
What's my question? What should I ask? What should I ask this thing?
I don't know.
It can't be anything normal.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I was going to try to think something about the show. Is our show going to be successful?
Don't shy away from that. You had something. What is it?
Oh, she's got
something. I
was going to say, ask something about shit.
Oh, ask it. Oh.
Like,
does my shit stink?
Is am now I a good time to see my proctologist?
Like, yeah. Right. Am I going to have a regular week? There we go.
Ooh, that's all about oatmeal.
As I see it, yes.
Ooh, in a timely manner, yeah. Double ask.
So my shit is in order, apparently.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a nice, healthy, balanced diet. Like
yes.
So I guess that could be a motto. Get your shit together.
Get your shit together. Well, and I toyed with so many because I'm like, am I number one and number two? But I wanted to make it where it was family friendly because I didn't want to be like, well, take your shit, because how many super conservative
families would
be like?
I'm sorry. You have to change it from number one to number two.
Yeah.
You gotta.
There's so many jokes. Like, there was one day, like, somebody tripped over the bucket, and the bucket and the shit. I was like, can you get your shit together? I mean, it's nonstop. The jokes are nonstop.
Yeah, I'd just like to ride along. And listen, honestly.
It's so, a lot of fun.
So how long have you been doing this?
About 4 years.
Holy cow.
Nice.
That is a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of shit.
You have a retainer business.
Yeah.
So basically people can sign up for like a weekly service or
weekly,
monthly.
Bi-weekly, monthly. We also do one times.
Yeah.
It's always two, but
it's usually in the spring, right? No one wanted to do it.
Whenever they
in the
do spring cleaning or they want the last one before snow falls. So August we get this August, right. September we get slammed, right. We pick them up and then they don't call us again. So then the initial one, this is going to sound terrible and it mind blows everyone. When I say this, your initial scoop is based off gallons. So it's $5 for every 5 gallons up until 40. So, but you like, we went to a yard. That's a ton of shit. Because if you think about your Lowe's or Home Depot, five gallon
bucket, yeah.
The most we pulled out of a yard was about 70 gallons and it took us about 2 hours.
How many?
70 gallons.
No.
70.
Yes. To the point,
dude,
that we had to.
More than one dog?
We have a regular.
That's a load
of
crap.
We just have a little regular Ford Ranger, right? To the point that our buckets were so full and it was weighing down the bed of the truck that we had to go dispose of, and to get rid of our shit, to go get more shit.
Yeah.
Because we were weighed down to that point. And I'm thinking, they're like, wow, how long do these homeowners let this go? But three dogs over
goodness.
A good 6 month winter.
What size dogs, too? That makes a difference, right?
You know, they were all inside, but I'm thinking hound size, not. Mastiff or Great Dane
medium.
Size, but not,
yeah,
somewhere in the medium breed.
Wow.
It's weird.
I know my lab, man, he could.
Well, and see, everyone, I love one of the phone calls we get. First of all, people call us embarrassed, and they're like, I'm embarrassed, but I need help. I'm like, it's okay, I get it. And then they say, well, I just have a small dog. And in my head, in my scooper's head, it's like, shit, small dog. Because I will take a Great Dane in grass any day over poodle in gravel. I mean, I'm not on, like, a scavenger hunt.
I think that kind of makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense, because you can walk in a yard and see these massive steaming piles, and bam, 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 you're done.
Done.
Versus flicking, and we do have a flicking technique.
Flicking.
It's part of the turd herding process. But we have a flicking technique we use with the side of our rakes. So you can, like, if you're in gravel like this that we're looking at, you just walk and pop, 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 pop those little puppies right in the bucket.
Nice.
But yes. And I should knock on one. The only times we've ever been bit are the little guys.
Oh, definitely.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And I'll walk into a yard with like 5 pit bulls and I was like, I have a pit bull. Are you okay with it? I'm like, thank God. Not walking into a yard with 5 chihuahuas and gravel.
So do you own dogs?
I do. He's had, right. He has issues.
So that helps.
Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
His name is Loki, and we love him. He's special.
He's special.
I love the way she said that, too.
No, I'll show you a picture in a minute, and you're going to be like, oh, bless his heart. He's one of those. But I do love my little Loki. I don't know really what he is, other than special.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's got eyebrows that stick out and protrude, and he's got ear hair that hangs over. He's like
me before I get ready for this show.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And maybe Yoda in a dog version with like the extra hair hanging everywhere.
Yeah.
And then he gets like in these spinning moods and we just sit there and watch and hope sure he doesn't break his head on anything. He's just spin. I'm like, Loki. And then my youngest son, he literally just hides. When Loki gets in one of his moods and you can hear him hit the hardwood floor and just like this, and my son's like, because he knows it's gonna pass. In the time that Loki's going to fly off the back of the couch, the side of the wall, over here, and everyone just kind of ducks.
So he's part cat.
Yeah.
Part gremlin, part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Park something.
And so one of the things I do sponsor, because I try to help out with the community as much as I can, and so I work with the animal shelter, and you get discounts if you adopt a shelter dog, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I sponsored March. I know, right? Because they all need, I just pulled your heartstrings. Yeah, I'm all about that. So I did March for this year's animal calendar, the animal shelter calendar. So you'll see Loki, he's the dog of March for this year.
Awesome.
It's my own personal dog.
That's awesome.
That is yeah. Cool.
Which I also got from the animal shelter a rescue.
Before we totally run out of time, it's important for me that we get your word out. So it's the Poop Group,
mm-hmm.
Facebook page, you have an internet webpage.
Yep, all of it.
And it's Poop Group on the webpage?
The website's Poop Group, four corners, number four, instead of the word four.
Right. Okay.
I know you're going with the number thing. But yeah, four corners.
So what is a four? I know what number one and number two is, but what is a...
Well, one, I changed it once we started to do the Aztec Bloomfield Kirtland Farmington Durango once I got that big.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I put the four in there for four corners. I mean, just it's the way it is.
You didn't even get my poop joke. Either.
I think I excused it because it was
because you terrible. Were you were trying to get your word out.
Yes. But your joke was terrible.
So Poop Group number four corners.
Yes.
.com.
Poop Group four corners. Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
And you can find us Instagram, website, Facebook. You can also Google us.
I have to look at your Instagram. What's poop. On Instagram? Please tell me.
Yeah. Basically the same crap.
Yes.
Sorry, you walked right into that. That was another joke.
I need to know. I mean, you've got to find some amazing looking, like you said, crayons.
Yes. Oh, I had a Barbie arm stick out once. Like she was surrendering. She was done.
That needs to be on Instagram.
So I thought about at one point starting like a little blog and have my scoopers take pictures of the most interesting shit they could find.
Exactly. Yes.
We find some very interesting. And then, okay, so the other thing is a lot of homeowners now that they have us, they don't see their shit anymore. They just don't.
Right.
So they don't know if there's bloody stool or worms or whatever.
True. Yeah.
So we also, we see anything abnormal in your dog's crap, we will let you know, like, hey, FYI, somebody ate something they shouldn't. Or,
that's a good point.
Yeah, because once you don't see it anymore, you don't pay attention. And sometimes that's the first indicator that they need to see a vet or they're having a dietary issue.
That's a really good point.
So,
I mean, in all seriousness.
And stuffed animals with the little pellets. Yeah. They're not worms. It's just little white pellets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they love stuffed animals. My dog, Loki, he'll destroy a stuffed animal in 2 seconds. Yeah. Fluff everywhere, so...
Yeah, because screw those things. Kill them.
Absolutely. Stuffed they must be animals. Destroyed.
Stupid.
I'm surprised I haven't seen an eyeball in one, because, like, my dog, he pulls the eyeballs out of stuffed animals. I'm surprised I haven't seen some shit with an eye staring at me.
Yeah, because if you're going to kill a stuffed animal...
Like, are you looking at me? Because I'm looking at you. Like,
if you're going to kill a stuffed animal, be vindictive about it. I
absolutely.
Mean, that's
well, and that's where we were going to go back with the vindictive thing about, you know, sending, you know, to your ex-husband or your ex-boss.
Right.
Did you guys know about this? And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Edit it out. But makethatbitchitch.com?
No.
Yeah, you can order crabs.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's called Sweet Itchy Justice, and you get crab larvae.
Sweet Itchy Justice.
Yeah.
Really? We're not editing anything out.
That
make that bitch.
So if you're not going to order like your ex crabs, then you should just be ordering some dog shit. Because no one can go unpunished. Like, that would be asinine. Yeah, it's... And you have different packages.
I mean, how does that work, though? Like, they get something, and there's just a little instruction. Hey, rub this on your crotch.
I don't know. I was going to put it in my old boss's chair. We should probably edit that part out.
Did you do it? Then we don't have to worry about it.
I'm not going to say shit.
No.
Why? You've said shit all day?
I'm not talking crap. Oh, my God. But no, it's...
She's amazing.
It's really
So, well, I'm really glad that we invited you.
I'm glad I came.
Time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would like to open it up for you to come back in 6-8 months or so. And
give us we're both full of crap. We need to sign her up on a subscription.
Yeah, we can stack this shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Come back in, shovel this out a little bit.
I don't think she's got a big enough shovel for my ass.
No, no.
Well, I'm skinny.
Oh, it just so happens we got a bobcat outside. We can take care of it.
Oh.
Listen, Carrie. It was so good to see you.
It was so good to be invited. So thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
I've had a week where Ken and I were on over a cup of coffee.
That releases tomorrow. Yeah.
And, you know, they asked me about
Not
Sears.
Tomorrow. In the past.
In the past, sorry. Yeah, this is going to be in the past.
Yeah.
It released, I don't know, a few days ago.
a few weeks ago.
This is not going to come out until sometime, probably late February.
Yeah.
But,
Ooh, that's about time everything starts to thaw and they call me.
But they asked me about Sears, and that's, your mom immediately came.
Grandma.
All the people, your grandma.
Grandma, that's
Yeah. Immediately came to mind. You know, Betsy took good care of me while I was there. I mean, both times, so.
She's a kind lady, and man, she made some good fried chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, and her hot dogs were really good.
Everyone
loves grandma's cooking, right?
I didn't know your grandfather as well. I did know him.
The massive giant.
See one of his vehicles, but several of his vehicles. But your grandma was just a sweetheart. Just loved her to death. And, you know, just talking to you has been a kick. So I'm so glad to connect with you and... We just have to stay in touch. That's all there is.
Absolutely.
To it. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have any crap for you. How about, do you do tortoise crap? my boy's got a tortoise.
That seems like a slow process, but.
right.
What would you call it? Do you do tortoise turds? That's what.
Yeah.
We even do tortoise turds.
Do they come out like chain links or is it like a solid?
They kind of look like a bird. A big bird dropping is what they look like.
I would just vacuum that.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know when you see a pile of bird crap on the thing in your car and you know the white stuff around the little turd in the middle, you know what that is?
Yeah.
More bird crap.
Right.
Yeah. But isn't there a term for that? Like alkaline or like
It does eat the paint on your car.
It does. Yeah.
So it could be alkaline.
Oh, so does bologna. So talk about revenge. You can bologna, someone's car and it eats off the paint, so you could have like polka dots.
That's a whole nother show.
You can polka dot someone's car.
You can polka dot
with some good old bologna.
Wow.
Yeah, you just
quick, somebody call Oscar Mayer.
Flip it and slap it. That's what I heard. I've never tested it, but
yeah.
Where's your car? Where's your car? Let's try this.
I don't want that,
but I know it has to be.
He's full of vindictive tips, man.
I know it has to be direct sun, and you slap the bologna on, and people walk out and they get frustrated. They can't help bologna in my car, and then they peel it off and they have little circles.
Oh.
I'm going to try it one day.
Wow. All right, don't do it to me, but yeah.
Okay. Ken, I think she probably has already tried it. It was just...
She probably has.
Yeah, she's covering her ass.
She's this is a CYA situation.
This face
situation.
Of the angel says nothing.
Listen, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, you've been amazing.
Yeah. Thank you very much.